What's up, Anchor? This is Spoon of Consciousness, and today I'm hitting you with that Wednesday wisdom. That's right, hashtag Wednesday wisdom. Today is seven signs your vibration is increasing. Now, for anyone who's not familiar with what vibration is, this is a concept that's spoken about in the law of attraction. To put it quite simply, all living things are vibrating at a certain frequency. Your vibrational frequency determines what you attract to you. That's people, places, and things. So, hence the saying, your vibe attracts your tribe. And we're going to get into these seven signs in just a second. Okay, so before we get into the signs, I just want to mention one thing, and that is, just because other people are talking about raising their frequencies and, you know, you need to do it, you don't need to do anything. If it resonates with you to start raising your frequency, go for it. And let's get into the practical applications of raising one's frequency. What does that even mean? Well, to remove the fluff from this term, raising your frequency means transcending the BS. That's right, I said it. Transcending the bullshit of everyday life. And what that means is, let's take the example of road rage. I used to have really bad road rage. I would be shouting and swearing and rolling the windows down because someone was getting 3.3 milliseconds ahead of me in traffic. When you raise your frequency, you start vibrating at the love vibration. You embody that love frequency and you attract more situations of that revolve around what you love rather than what you hate. And how did this help my road rage? Well, when I started raising my frequency, I started to put things into perspective. I realized, oh, hold on a second, that gal is only going to be a couple of seconds ahead of me. I'm still going to get home around the same sort of time. The choice I have is, do I want to expend my energy on this activity that's draining me, i.e. the shouting and the road rage? So when you raise your frequency, it's got a lot of applications for your life that are beneficial. So without further ado, let's get into these signs. The first one is clarity. So like the example I just used, you're less confused and you make decisions quicker. You're gaining a deeper understanding of yourself because you're not, you know, over encumbered by the day-to-day BS of things that, you know, like to drag us down into just lower vibrational behavior. And the highest vibration is love, the lowest is fear. Fear-based attitudes, like the road rage examples. I am going to be fearful of getting home later, and therefore I act in a fear-based way. So, raising your frequency will give you less confusion and will encourage you to not behave in a fear-based way. Alright, so the next sign is having a sense of purpose. Now, with each interaction you have, once you've raised your frequency and you've gained this new perspective, a new understanding of yourself, you'll start to see that, you know, you might say certain things were meant to happen, or you might see the greater significance behind some sort of suffering you've been through, or some sort of trauma, maybe hardship you've faced. You might gain a different perspective on that and realize, hold on a second, just because Sandra talked shit about me all those years, now I've gained the understanding of what it means to have a true friend. And you, from raising your frequency, you learn not to judge them, but you've learned to integrate the lesson. And I think this is a great thing to learn, particularly with the beginning of our awakening journeys. So having that sense of purpose will really help you in your everyday life. You know, you will be drawn to do certain things and not to do certain other things because they will or won't be in alignment with your purpose. And I've spoken a lot about perspective, and that's the next sign. Being of a higher vibrational frequency doesn't mean that, you know, you're perfect and that everyone else isn't. It just means you're able to see things from a different perspective and understand whether or not it's going to work out for your life. You know, we're all different. We all resonate with different things. And I think perspective is that really key integral aspect of learning that will help us to construct and create a better way of life for us with the actions we take every single day. And the next tip, next sign, is oneness. Feeling connected to everything and everyone. This is a big reason why a lot of people go vegan or vegetarian when they're going through their awakening. Their frequency is raising, they are starting to question a lot of things, and one of those things is, hold on a second, why am I eating all of this stuff that I've been told to eat? And feeling this oneness doesn't just mean with the animals. Feeling oneness could be with an enemy, perhaps, someone who's done you wrong, and I know that definitely in my own journey. When you start to feel this oneness, this love, this feeling that everything's connected, that's a big sign that your frequency is raising and you are going through the next stage of your spiritual awakening evolution, if we want to call it that. But the main thing that we get with this oneness aspect is that the biggest illusion is separation. There is no other. There is only reflections of yourself. So when you meet that person who wronged you, you can say to yourself, oh, that's just a part of me that I haven't met before. Why are they feeling like that? Or why would I feel like acting in that way? And through that, we can start to learn about ourselves. The next tips are coming up in just a second. All right, so the next sign is love. Now, I've mentioned this before, but let's go into a bit more detail. When you are embodying the love vibration, the highest vibratory state possible, you will attract everything that's synonymous with love. And it doesn't mean that if you love the Ferrari, it's gonna pull up out front and someone's gonna say, hey, congratulations, you won a Ferrari. It means that you are embodying that love frequency, and therefore you are sending out the signal of abundance into the universe, saying, yes, I have enough love in my life, I've got a lot of it, and I'm appreciative of it, I'm grateful for having it, and therefore the universe is sending you more opportunities to have love in your life. And you know, when you raise your frequency to a certain point, you realize that love is the solution for pretty much everything. You know, there's a famous saying that the root of all suffering is a lack of self-love. And we can alleviate pretty much all suffering by addressing the parts of us that are suffering and applying the ointment of love, if that makes sense. Let me know if it does. I think that's pretty cool. Just made it up now. Let's get into the next sign, which is peace. Now, I love peace. I'm all about peace. Love it. Always say peace, positive vibes, that kind of stuff. But when we are increasing the frequency that we're vibrating at, we get this really deep sense of inner peace. There's no more conflict inside of us. Well, that's not true. There is much less conflict inside of us. We are not constantly questioning ourselves, but rather asking questions that are beneficial for our journeys. So instead of asking yourself, oh, what's the point in doing this art? You know, this drawing is never going to get me anywhere. We are now asking ourselves, what could I create that makes me feel good? And this is a huge part of attracting and gaining and cultivating that inner peace. It's really going deep within ourselves and finding that comfortability with who we are and what we do. And the last sign that we're going to come across is acknowledging the ego, living from our spirit rather than the mind. Now, if you're able to notice when your desires are coming from the mind rather than the spirit or the soul, you can start to acknowledge that, hold on a second, the only reason I want those shoes or want to create this art or want to create this music is to show it off on Instagram, to show people that I'm doing X or show people that I have Y. We can then start to acknowledge and call ourselves out on our own behavior. And this is a hugely, hugely important value to increasing our frequency. You know, it's going to make all the difference. When we can start calling ourselves out honestly and openly, then we can really make room for some amazing spiritual growth. And again, you know, this is something that is extremely important for all of our journeys. So I hope these signs have helped you out. I'm curious to know what your signs have been along this journey. You know, do you resonate with what I'm saying? Have you seen any other signs that you've been going through whilst on your awakening journey? And let's call in, let's have a conversation. And I want you to remember this one key thing before I leave. Your vibe attracts your tribe. And that means whatever frequency you're vibrating at, will be reflected in the people, places, and things you attract to you. So if Gerald is being a dick to you today, or has been for your whole friendship, you might want to question yourself rather than him. Ask yourself, what is it about me that's attracted this kind of relationship to me? And it's not about, you know, grouping yourself with bad people or something like that. Just look at it like this. Doctors attract sick people to them because they must give them the treatment. But it doesn't mean they themselves are sick. And therefore, we can apply the same logic to our own lives. Just keep in mind, there's something about you that's attracted these situations towards you. I'll catch you on the next broadcast. Peace. Just a quick reminder, guys, the next episode of the Spoon of Consciousness podcast is live on YouTube and SoundCloud. If you want to listen to that or watch that, every Wednesday and Saturday, I post one of my conversations that I have with people, either about entrepreneurship, personal development, consciousness, spirituality. There's a wide range of stuff coming your way every Wednesday and Saturday. Today, I was speaking with a former employee of VaynerMedia, who is run by the legend, the one and only Gary V. It's a great conversation about entrepreneurship. We spoke about some really important things to do with building a business, what it takes to get to somewhere like where Gary is right now. And if you don't know who Gary V is, I would highly recommend you check out his content, because he is an absolute legend and he's helped me out so much, changed my entire life. So make sure you're checking his content out. And if you resonate with that, I'm sure you'll enjoy my conversation with Steve today. Interested to know your thoughts. If you've been checking out the podcast, let me know what you think. I'll be really interested to hear your feedback. Peace.